Hey guys, this is the TC Burning Podcast by Terry Burns, where I'm minding my personal and professional business one day at a time. Let's get into it. Hello, party people, and welcome back to another episode of the TC Burning Pod, where I am minding my personal and professional business one day at a time. If you are new here, hello, welcome, welcome to the party. If you are not new here, friends, former colleagues, current colleagues, people of the universe, I am happy to be here. I'm happy to have you all. I'm sitting in bed because this is part four of my birthday series, which is 2 weeks delayed. And so we're doing cozy time. I'm sitting in bed and we're going to catch up on everything. I know I'm behind. I'm going to talk about why later in this episode. We're going to get into everything. But it's actually quite fitting that the original plan for my four-part birthday series was to have part four be just the recap episode, recapping the month, my transition into my next decade, what's been going on the last couple weeks. There's kind of been a lot that's been happening, and that has proven to be true. And so I'm glad that we're going to have a little bit of time to catch up, and I am going to be able to walk through everything. It's kind of funny. We are now in, at the time of launching this, or the time this episode comes out, the second or third week in March. Girl, I feel like my birthday was so long ago at this point. I'm like, I guess we're still in Pisces season, which is cool, even though you guys know how I actually feel about astrology and the stars and all of that stuff. We're not that far out from my birthday, but it does feel so long ago. So it's kind of funny to be closing the chapter, still wrapping up in some ways what was originally meant to be a birthday celebration. So as I said, I'm going to update you all on the last couple of months and dig into why there was a little bit of a delay. There's a part of me that feels not great about it because I'm a person who just does what she says she's going to do. It's something that I very much pride myself on. On the other hand, I don't know, life happens sometimes and it's not that big of a deal. I asked Elisa, we were FaceTiming. Elisa's my best friend. And I was like, do you think it's okay? And I'm going to be like missing an episode. And she was like, literally, what are you talking about? Yes, it's fine. Like it's literally not that big of a deal. So I don't know. I think I'm sitting in balance between both of those feelings and netting out kind of neutral overall. But let's get into everything that's happened. So at the end of January, I mentioned this, you know, in a couple of episodes, I hosted an event in San Francisco. And even though that was, you know, not technically in February, not technically part of the birthday season, I did mention it a couple of times, and it was part of what has really just been kind of a whirlwind of events and fun things that have just happened over the last month. And so I wanted to give you all a little bit of an update as to how that went. So when I was in San Francisco, I hosted this event for really product builders, founders, people that are tinkering, creating things either as part of their full-time job, startup founders and builders, or just kind of on the side. It was hosted at this beautiful space. Thank you to the General Partnership, which is a venture capital firm based in San Francisco, for allowing us to use your space. A lot of folks at the event said that it was kind of giving New York vibes. It was very moody. Actually, their office was previously owned by like a sommelier or like a, it was like a wine cellar. There was something wine related with the previous owners. And so it kind of had this, you know, moody, dimly lit restaurant, wine-esque feel. And people are like, ooh, we're getting a little bit of the East Coast in San Francisco, which I always welcome because I don't think that San Francisco is the most stylish or trendy or whatever. And so the GP Fund was a beautiful space. Silicon Valley Bank sponsored it. Silicon Valley Bank is going to be sponsoring a number of events that I'm hosting this year, which I'm really excited about. So Silicon Valley Bank provided the food, the wine, all of that good stuff. The GP Fund helped us find, there's a caterer that they typically work with, and SVB footed the bill for that. So that was great. I hosted it with a good friend of mine, Dani Grant. She and I went to NYU together, and Dani is the founder of a company called Jam, jam.dev. Shout out to Jam. Go check it out if you have not. So she and I co-hosted, and the theme was basically to hang out, eat dinner, drink some wine, catch up with folks, meet new people. And we kicked off the evening with folks doing a lightning talk. The topics covering, or the theme of the topics being, something you learned in the last year. So I gave a talk on consumer investing and my consumer investing thesis. I spent a lot of time sort of researching the broader market and figuring out how I want to invest in the consumer space this year. I definitely have mentioned that on previous episodes. And so I did an overview of some of my thinking there in 5 minutes. Someone gave a talk on nuclear fusion. Someone talked about embodiment and how to really get in touch with yourself and your body when it comes to decision making. A startup founder talked a little bit about that process for her. Dani gave a talk about clarifying and defining expectations with your team, and specifically with engineers. It was just cool. It was fun. And I love the 5 minute lightning talk sort of vibe, because it is just enough information for you to know what a topic is about, and to understand why it is of interest to the person who's giving the talk. And then that's it. And then you can kind of, you know, move on to the next topic. And it allows for, basically, is kind of like swiping through information, you know, like the dating apps of topics. I've talked about this with Fortune Magazine as well, who I work with, and they often do, you know, a bunch of conferences throughout the year. And one of the things that I really love about the Fortune conferences is that they do a really amazing job of keeping their talks really tight. All of their panels, not all of them, but most of their panels and conversations are about 25 minutes. And that's really fun. So, some people don't like it because some people really want to go deep. But I actually find that with conferences, with talks, with stuff like that, you really just want to snip it and then move on. So we did that. And that was great, because then we moved on to dinner. It was family style, really good food. We hung out with everyone who was there. And you had all of these topics that you could then use as conversation starters or whatever. And so we had lots of really fun conversations. Funnily enough, this was not the intent, but it did turn out to be a women's event. Dani and I realized, we literally sat down and we were like, okay, who are some of the most interesting people that we know? Dani really handled a lot of the invites, and I did a lot of kind of the admin of organizing where it was, and, you know, SVB and all of that stuff. But we both, you know, invited, you know, some of the smartest people that we thought, the smartest, most interesting people that we either knew or wanted to get to know or and catch up with. Turns out it ended up being almost all women. It was not entirely women. We did definitely invite a good number of men, but it definitely skewed women when we sent out, I think, a lot of the original invites. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a coincidence that none of the guys showed up. I don't know if they saw all of the RSVPs on the Partiful link and were like, was I supposed to be invited to this? Unclear. But it ended up being a women's event, which, you know, no complaints over here at all. But that was kind of a funny, you know, sort of outcome of that evening. And it was really fun. I had so much fun. And I sort of planned this from the beginning of the year when I was thinking about some of the things that I wanted to do and accomplish, and just reconnecting with the broader kind of startup and entrepreneurial community. And I thought about, you know, hosting these regular events, which is part of the reason why I reached out to SVB. And I'm really grateful that they have agreed to sponsor a number of these events throughout the year. But I'm going to be hosting my next one very soon. It's funny. I'm talking about this now, and at the time of the release of this podcast episode, there is going to be another event that I'm hosting, same exact format, some lightning talks, followed by dinner, hosted in New York City this time instead of San Francisco at another VC firm. And it's sponsored by another bank. And yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. I'll recap that later. But that's happening next week at the time that I'm recording this, this week at the time that you are listening to this. I also spoke at an event called the Super Female Founders and Funders Fireside Chat. Say that 5 times fast. That was hosted by this woman, Edwina, who I had never met before, but we have a bunch of mutuals. We're part of a similar community, and or the same community, Kauffman Fellows. And she reached out and asked if I would be the featured kind of fireside chat speaker person. She would interview me and chat a little bit about, you know, investing in the broader landscape and consumer and enterprise and just how I think about the current market. And specifically, it was an audience of, again, another women's event, lots of amazing women, but mostly women founders, which is really fun. I like hanging out with founders. I like hanging out with founders, builders, product people. Shout out to my fellow investors, but y'all aren't the ones that I spend most of my time with, if I have any say in it, that is. Just because I think it's great to be, you know, with creatives and people that are building stuff. So yeah, I did that. That was so much fun. I've done a lot of moderating, but that was probably the first time that I had been interviewed live on stage in a while. And it was, you know, not a huge group, but it was a pretty packed room, but it felt kind of cozy and intimate. And I got to talk to so many people individually afterwards, a lot of amazing consumer founders. That got me super energized. I was like, hell yeah, this is going to be a good year. We're going to meet lots of people. We're going to build lots of things. We're going to be in community with one another. There's not much more to say about it other than, you know, Edwina was a great interviewer and moderator, and the crowd was awesome. And it got me really excited about, yeah, what the rest of this year is going to bring. I did another talk a couple weeks later at Harvard Business School. That's my second time going to HBS. It was really funny. When I got to Cambridge, it was like, what was it? I want to say it was like 40 degrees at the beginning of February, which for Cambridge, I think, is pretty warm. People were out and about in their shorts. They were playing pickleball in t-shirts. It was a sunny day. It was actually a beautiful day. I got there on a Friday night, and I think the panel that I did was Saturday morning. And so that Saturday morning when I was walking around, I would have thought it was the middle of summer. Like, people were losing their minds. They were so excited. I saw so many runners, like, barely wearing any clothes, just hanging out in Cambridge. I'm like, okay, y'all, this is a bit much, but I do understand the excitement. I was on a panel for a conference at HBS. The panel was about navigating the modern workplace. And so there was a startup founder, there was myself, there was someone who worked at a really large consulting firm for many years. There was a chief marketing officer of a large public company that was on the panel. And everyone just sort of talked about the modern workplace and how navigating the workplace today. I mean, a lot of us were relatively young on the panel, so we had our own experiences really just to speak from, but how it likely and in many ways looks very different from navigating what was the modern workplace even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And so just talking about our own stories and how we've navigated our careers and where we are now and how we think about, you know, the future of the workplace, whether or not you are at a tech company, whether you're at a big firm, and how you think about, you know, being really intentional about where you want to be in your life and in your career. And so that was a great conversation. And it was just really fun, kind of just being in a different environment and getting to hear from students and their perspectives and hearing their questions. So that was good. Then it was Valentine's Day. You know, Nari and I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. We're not like big holiday. I don't even know. I guess Valentine's Day is a holiday. Holiday people in that way. But it was really sweet. Nari did go to See's Candy and get me some See's. There's my favorite chocolate of all time is See's milk chocolate butter candies, which is literally just milk chocolate surrounded by like a creamy milk chocolate kind of buttery filling. I don't like too many bells and whistles and frills in my chocolate. I don't like fruit in my chocolate. I don't like nuts in my chocolate. I don't like salt in my chocolate. I just like plain Jane chocolate. I mean, I can do like crisps. Like, I like a crunch bar. I like a fruit dipped in chocolate. But in terms of chocolate itself, I like it simple. And the milk chocolate butter, it was actually milk chocolate and dark chocolate butter, which was delicious. But the milk chocolate butter in particular is so simple and exquisite and melt in your mouth that it's almost more addicting than it is good, right? Like, I just pop one in my mouth, and by the time it melts, I'm ready for the next one, you know? Like, I almost can't even sit and savor it. I'm just ready to gorge, really. And I love it, and it's great. And so Nari came home and was like, I got you something. And I was like, no, I thought we didn't do this. I thought we didn't get gifts. I didn't get you something. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And Nari was like, calm down. I promise it's not a big deal. I just thought that it would be like a small, nice thing to get for you. And so it was a box of DC's milk chocolate butters and dark chocolate butters, which is fantastic. Then a week later, a little less than a week later, we got to my birthday. Actually, a little more than a week later, 8 days later, my birthday. So my 30th birthday, we've all been talking about it. We've all been very excited about it. It's funny, all of the 94 babies, all of us are like, what is going on with our 30s? So the reason why I was delayed with today's episode is because, unfortunately, my grandmother passed away. She passed away a couple of days, you know, between Valentine's Day and my birthday. And so that kind of shifted, obviously, the tenor of the rest of the month, and work and planning and, you know, all of that stuff. As it pertains to the podcast, as I mentioned a couple of times, I think you all know this, I tend to bulk record episodes and then we'll take a break from recording as those episodes are released. And it was just cosmic timing that I, you know, had bulk recorded all of the birthday series episodes and a couple episodes before that. And I was kind of in my recording break. I actually like to have, you know, one or two episodes archived or whatever, just in case something happens. And that way I don't have to, you know, skip a week. But cosmically, I really wanted to wait until after my birthday to record that final, this final episode, because I just wanted to use it as a moment of reflection and to, you know, I didn't have any plans really on my actual birthday, but I was like, oh, I'll probably figure something out, do something fun and, you know, take the time to sit and reflect and think and process through all of that live with all of you on the podcast. My grandmother passed away. She lived a really good, long, beautiful life. She had been sick for a bit of time before she passed. I feel really grateful that, especially in the last year, she moved in with my parents because she needed, you know, more round the clock care. And so I had been pretty intentional in the last year of flying back home to Long Beach to hang out with her and, you know, my family and to spend more time. And I'm really glad that I did that. And I'm really grateful for that time. So when she passed, I was, you know, we had to, you know, figure a bunch of stuff out about services and family. And I wanted to spend some time with my mom. It was my mom's mom who passed. And so on my actual birthday, just the way that timing worked and what made the most sense, Nari and I hopped on a flight to Long Beach. I did get a free drink from Delta. Shout out Delta for my birthday drink. So yeah, I, you know, flew back to Long Beach and spent the next week with my family. I was pretty good, you know, like together and was like, you know, life is life. Again, it felt cosmic because I hadn't planned anything. I didn't plan some crazy 30th birthday trip or big restaurant thing or whatever. So it's not like I had to cancel a bunch of plans. Also, funnily enough, my family, my mom's side of the family, we go deep on the February birthdays, like my birthday, my two cousins' birthdays, my aunt's birthdays. Actually, I have another cousin on my dad's side whose birthday's in February. Like February is our family's birthday month. And so, you know, I got so many kind messages from friends and family who were like, damn, like that really sucks. I'm really sorry that, you know, this is how you're celebrating your birthday. Not celebrating, but you know, how your birthday is going. I'm like, you know what? Me and my family are all in this together, you know, like all same vibes for all of us, which, you know, there was like some solace in that. I did cry on the plane, but I almost just needed to do that. I cry on every birthday. I'm one of those people. There's something about another year that's passed and being reflective. And I don't know, I always feel a little bit of pressure on my birthday as well for whatever. I'm always just weird about my birthday. I think I've said that before. And so, you know, all of that, plus I'm on this flight back home, you know, to be with my family, with my grandma's passing. It was just a lot. So I had my little moment on the plane. And then I spent, you know, a bit over a week at home with my family, with my cousins, with my mom, with my aunts, We had a beautiful set of kind of services for my grandmother. Her favorite color was pink, so we all wore pink to the funeral. And it was a really beautiful celebration of her life. And during that time, I, of course, did not bring any of my podcast recording equipment or any of that stuff with me. And so I didn't record. So that's why I didn't record. That's the delay. And that is how I ended up, you know, spending my actual birthday. But again, I'm like, my family really likes each other. And I just feel really grateful that we got to hang out and celebrate my grandma and just be together. I don't know, as corny as that is, it's relatively low drama and issues. And I got to hang out with my like childhood neighbors and catch up with them, which was really fun, and see their parents and see lots of extended family that I don't get to see that often. It was warm too. That was really nice. Just getting a break from the New York City cold. And then my mom, my sister, and Nari and I also went out to dinner one night to do a little, you know, mini celebration for my birthday. So that was nice. It was just nice spending time with family and unplugging a little bit, which is why I am delayed, but I'm here. I'm back. I'm back in New York City now and back into the swing of things. So that's the update. Those are the recaps. In the coming weeks, I am really excited to just catch you all up on my evolving personal business and personal life. There's some interesting things in the works that I'm excited about. And then professionally as well, as always, there are some professional updates. And so in the coming weeks, we're going to dig into all of it. All my personal business, all of my professional business, minding every single piece of it one day at a time. This is going to recap the end of my birthday series. I feel like I've been 30 for so long now. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to close this chapter. And, you know, I want to dedicate the end of this birthday series to my grandmother, who has been the cornerstone in teaching me what family is. Rest in peace. See you all next week.
Thanks for listening to the TC Burning Pod, where I am minding my personal and professional business one day at a time. Find me on Instagram and TikTok at TC Burning. See you next week.